views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello and welcome to Marketing Masters. Our show is getting better together by connecting you with leading business experts from around the globe. Well, as we all know, today is Memorial Day right here in the United States. And I want to start by taking a few seconds to remember our fallen soldiers. I want to thank those who are currently serving in our military, especially to my family members. I know most of them are listening today because they've made the sacrifice, the military sacrifice in service to their country and creating a career out of that. And first of all, I want a big thank you and hugs and kisses going out to my son-in-law and also my brother Pete Letniak, who's serving in the United States Air Force. He's been there for over 20 years. He's a senior master sergeant. He's stationed at the Stratton Air Force Base in Scotia, New York. And also to my nephew, Jeremy Moyer, who's based at 40 Indian Town Gap in Pennsylvania. He's also a new daddy to Penelope. Hey, Penelope. So let's all thank, of course, the spouses of our military as well, because they equally serve and sacrifice every single day. Soldiers, we salute you. Do you have someone that you would like to salute? So this is my plan for today. Let's blow up the airways. I want everyone to call me, and I want you to give a big shout out to your soldier. The number is 1-800-930-2819. If the line is busy, keep trying, or send me an email over to teamfife@conniefifespeaks.com. Most of the team's off today for the holiday, but I'll keep a lookout. And at the end of the show, we're going to recognize your soldier of everyone that calls in today. So again, it's just a quick phone call, 800-930-2819. Just give us the name of the soldier that you'd like us to thank today for their service. Also today, for many of us, it's the beginning of the summer season, and I hope you're enjoying your picnics, your barbecue, your family, maybe getting some pool time in. But enjoy and have a great day. And 1 week from today, June 1st, I want you to know that Marketing Masters is going to have a name change. The show is going to be known as Masters Chambers, Getting Better Together. This was really an appropriate change. The purpose was really to unite with my years of working at the United States Chamber of Commerce, also director at a regional chamber. I was CEO of Girl Scouts, and my current training, which is training business leaders, organizations, on how to create cultures of emotional engagement, because what it's all about is personal and professional development. June 1 is also a hot day. Add this to your calendar. On June 1st, I'll be announcing the winner of my book launch campaign. The winner is the person who's promoted my book, Marketing Masters, the most to their family and their friends that have made a purchase at either their local bookstore or maybe even on Amazon.com. And if you're at your bookstore and you don't see a copy on the bookshelves, ask the clerk. They'll be happy to order a copy for you. Because, yes, my book is on bookshelves, and I have been going crazy these last couple of weeks making appearances at bookstores right here in Southern California. And it's just amazing. I just love what I do, because I get to meet so many interesting like-minded people. I had this woman come up to me this past weekend, and she's like, oh, I'm an author too. And she's putting a book together on personal development and being a Black woman. And we got talking, and I was able to give her some ideas and suggestions on how to get that published. And before I know it, I think I made a lifetime friend. There was even two young girls came up to me, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years old. And they're like, you're an author? You really wrote this book? And they were just so excited that they got to meet an author. And they went out and they got a couple more books while we were there at Barnes & Noble. But I want you to do me a favor. When you pick up your copy at Barnes & Noble, Books & More, or maybe even Amazon.com, take a photo of the book with you holding the book and send it to me at team5@conniefifespeaks.com. And we'll get your photo added up to the website. And again, if you don't know how to spell that, it's Fife, P-H-E-I-F-F. That's E before I in Fife. And if you're driving, don't worry. Go online to transformationradio.fm and you can easily find my contact information there. Well, why don't we get going with the show today? Because joining me is my special co-host, Greg Davis. And I'm always excited when Greg is here with me on the show. Greg's an entrepreneur, coach, try saying that three times. And Greg has many talents. He's an author, an entrepreneur. He's a world-class musician. He's the master of increasing profitability, and he inspires teams to become possibility thinkers. So, hey, Greg, I'm glad you're here today sharing Memorial Day with our listeners.
Hi, Connie. Thank you for having me on. I'm honored to be on Memorial Day. And again, wanted to thank everyone out there who has served our military and continues to serve. And again, congratulations to you on a couple of things. The name change for the show, I think that's a great direction. I'm excited to see that happening, as well as congratulations on the new book.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been really, really an exciting ride. How about you? Anything new with you that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, there's always something new for me right now. I'm in that great time of transition where I get to I'm in the process of relocating, so I'm leaving the Northeast and headed down to Florida, which is an exciting time, but also a crazy time. I'm launching a new program for myself, for my clients, where I'm really focusing on helping them build their digital strategy, where I help them, coach them on how to, do SEO or best practices in email marketing, all those sorts of things that go into a multi-channel marketing strategy. So that's coming together as a new program that I'm about to launch, which I'm pretty excited about getting that put together. And then that's kind of it for right now. I think I've got my hands full with those two big endeavors right now. And then, I get to go into the summer and enjoy the whole experience of relocating. So that's kind of my life right now.
That's always fun, relocating. I did that about a year or so ago from the Northeast as well, here to Southern California. And let me tell you, I don't miss the snow. No. I'm not missing that at all. So I'm sure you're thinking the same thing as you.
Absolutely,
Florida.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to next December, January, when I'm talking to friends and I'm wearing at the worst a light jacket and they're freezing. So I'm looking forward to that phone call still.
Okay, great, great. Well, our guest today is Dan LaFave. Now, Dan, I'm sure you are sitting in some of that cool during the winter months because you're way up there in Canada. So how's that feel to you?
Oh, it sounds great, Greg. I certainly appreciate the warm south. And actually, my wife is from the tropics. She's from the island called Mauritius. But we don't go there all the time because it's quite far away. It's almost like going to Australia. But the winter was cold and long this year, it seemed, and there was a lot of shoveling. So my back and my arms got stronger, I guess you could say.
There you go. It's all about just how you look at it, right?
That's right. Right. There's always a positive side to it. Well, Dan is a very interesting guest. And when I first looked at his information and when our schedule was booking him for the show, I was like, wow, because Dan has a very interesting way of looking at and helping you with ways to think with precision. And Dan empowers clients around the world. He's cultivating them to have a rich mindset. So he has 4 proven mindsets with 6 mental faculties that you really need to know how to avoid those hidden costs of worry and stress. And as a business owner or organizational leader, I have to ask everyone listening, do you worry and stress at all? I bet the answer is a loud yes. So Dan has some framework that he's going to share with us on being a highly effective leader and having a rich mindset that's going to help you establish a successful business that you're going to understand. So he's going to give you the most effective ways to ditch your poverty mentality and reclaim your rich mindset. How to skyrocket your money-making potential and avoid staying small. And he's also going to share on how to succeed marvelously with a few struggles. So we're going to hear more of this when we come back after our break. But remember, call in. Let us know who you want to thank for their service. The number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
I knew a man called him Sandy Kane. You folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back. Joining me today is Dan LeFevre as we celebrate Memorial Day. Dan, you've been pretty successful on your own. Were you always successful? I mean, really, how did you get started?
Well, not really. I've had some struggles. I mean, struggles seem to be the beginnings of every successful person. So,
yeah, that's absolutely true.
But right out of university, let's say I stepped right into struggle. I started my own business. It was a painting business, but then and that was somewhat of a failure. But I stepped forward from there and kept going. But I honestly wasn't conditioned to teach or to do business. And I was hired by companies and corporations to handle multi-million-dollar projects and budgets. And I can't tell you why. I guess the only thing is, I guess they thought I could handle it, and I did. So. But in terms of what I do now, to answer your question, I didn't think much about teaching what I know and teaching what I've been studying, but, I sort of got a kick in the butt back a few years back, and I was fired from a corporate job, and, and that was an awakening for me. That was the kind of the jumping off point for me. I decided that I wasn't going to jump back into business and corporate and look at my life from a different perspective. So I went on a journey, and it led me in different directions. I ended up in Utah, and going to an event, and on the way there, I ended up meeting and getting to know somebody named Dave Blanchard. Dave Blanchard is the CEO of Augmentino. I don't know if you've ever heard of his work.
Yes, I have. So yeah. You met him. So you met him on the way to Utah.
Yeah, well, I was flying to Utah to go to Provo, and
okay.
And before that, I was given this book called The Ten Scrolls by Augmentino. And the scrolls are actually something you read three times a day for 30 days, 90 times in a month. And there's 10 scrolls, and they're about a 5-minute read. And that was one of Augmentino's work, but I didn't know who Aug was. So I looked him up. I found out he was no longer here, and Dave was running the show. So I decided to reach out to him. I found out that he lived in Salt Lake City area, and I said, I'm flying in, and he actually invited me to stay at his house, and, totally surprised me. That sent me on the journey of, thinking, what am I going to do next? Because Dave actually, I asked him at the end of the evening, we had a very interesting evening, and we sat in his theater and watched a movie, and very motivational movie. And I asked him, show me where you kind of do your magic. You make your videos and, your office. And so he did. And he started talking with me about what he does. And then he said to me, Dan, you'd make a good coach. And I didn't think much about it at the time. I thought,
He must have seen something in you then. I mean, with such a short connection that you had with him. I mean, there was definitely, you had a presence that he's seen to inspire you or to suggest that you would be a coach.
Yes. And yeah, I mean, it was a 15-minute conversation. But, I guess, he's a very intelligent guy. He's been around the world and had a lot of challenges in his life. And so he said that, and we communicated afterwards, but we really didn't connect because he got extremely busy with a book launch and so on. But that didn't stop me. I still kind of kept on that path. And a friend of mine led me to Bob Proctor. And Bob's been in The Secret. I guess that's probably the biggest place where people would have noticed him.
Right.
Even Oprah, Ellen, and other shows. But so that led me to Bob, and I started researching his work and seeing what he did, and it really intrigued me because I'd been studying this kind of stuff with respect to mindset. And so I started doing his work. I bought some of his programs, and then my friend said, well, maybe you should talk to his team about coaching. And I said, sure, and I did. And then they went ahead and said, let's get Bob on the phone with you. And again, I was taken aback. Wondering why are these people going out of their way for me? And they did get Bob on the phone, and he said, "If you can." And I felt it in my bones, I felt it in my soul, and I decided I better do something. And I joined him. I studied his work, and I applied to my my expertise now. And again, he invited me to his house. Seems to be a running thing.
Well, you're a trusting guy, and again, like I said before, they had to have seen something in you to want to invest so much time in your success and helping you succeed and helping you grow. But What do you think would have been some of your most memorable business failures? Because like you said before, everybody starts somewhere, and we all have, I mean, every successful business person I've spoken with all have road bumps and that we've had to overcome. So what would you say was one of your most memorable business failures?
Well, in my current business, I often will go and speak at events, and I did organize an event, a public talk, and I broadcast it and shared it amongst my friends, and it really didn't turn out anything like I expected. About 9 people showed up, and they were sort of half interested. The room looked quite empty, but you know, I really just did the presentation to the best of my ability, and nobody really followed up or anything like that. But it's one of those growing pains, I guess. You know, you learn how to promote yourself or how to communicate your events better and so on. But it could have been a crush that I would have maybe not come out of. But it was my first real attempt at going out in the public and speaking.
Yeah, some people could have seen that and said, oh, throw their hands up in the air. This isn't working for me. I quit. And unfortunately, that does happen to us, too many people that are trying to get a business going, launch a business. But you really need to stick to it, what I call stickability. You really need to stick to it. And you may have done all the right things, but it's a matter of creating that platform, getting your name out there, and letting people know that you are skilled at what you do. And that's what's going to help fill that room at the end of the day.
Yeah, Dan, let me ask you a question, if you won't mind me chiming in here for a moment, is that I'd like to know, with what you were talking about, how you had, you know, sort of this, you moved into this coaching role that was sort of unexpected. You took some, you know, kind of dipped your toe in the water, I guess, to kind of learn a little bit about it. And you've had some success. I mean, what would you say, kind of going with what you were talking about from, you know, maybe not necessarily a failure standpoint, but what would you say started to kind of become some aha moments for you that you started to feel like, okay, this is really starting to click now, and you're gaining your confidence with what you're doing? Was there a single moment, or was there did you feel an evolution of that happening for you?
Well, definitely an evolution, and a great question. With respect to aha moments, I guess for me, the telltale sign is when my body reflects how I'm feeling. And mine is I get butterflies. So, and in fact, I didn't recognize when I got butterflies early on in my corporate world, when I was teaching the kinds of things I was studying in books. And then in my business now, I notice when I'm teaching or when I'm sharing the kinds of things that I love, my body reflects that. I get little butterflies. And so, I know I'm on the right path when that's happening, because it's excitement. And if, you know, trust me, in Canada, when you're outside in the freezing cold and you're getting butterflies, you know, you know, it's not shivering. So, those are some of the telltale signs. And other things are, as of more recently, you know, I'm having actually people solicit me for other aspects of, like, to teach them how to set up their online businesses and so on. And I'm not even really equipped to do that from a program standpoint, but I'm going ahead with it because people ask me, and so, you know, it's, well,
that's what you have to do, right? Like, sometimes it's just about, you know, somebody asks the question, can you handle the job? And you have to say, okay, yes, I will figure that out and we'll move forward. Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself when you're in those situations, like you're talking about your butterflies, mm-hmm. what do you think is sort of, does that help you? I guess here's the question: is when you don't feel those butterflies, meaning, do you still have moments where you're like, you know, this isn't right? I'm not getting excited about this. I don't have that nervous energy about it that kind of creates those butterflies. And do you recognize that? Are you aware of that? And do you walk away from that, from those situations? Like, how do you kind of handle that now?
Well, I do get those moments, but I'm aware that I'm doing things that I don't like to do, and it's a matter of delegating, right? So, and I've made a choice maybe not to delegate certain things, and so I'm taking them on, and those are aspects of my business. Or in other instances, maybe what you're referring to is if I'm working with somebody who's not in alignment with me, and for me, that's just about creating a proper avatar. And what I mean by an avatar is, you know, an ideal client, somebody who's open-minded, who's willing and able, who has a burning desire, somebody who's going to really do the work, who has, you know, enough pain going on in their mind that they want to step out and do something. And so it's really about recognize. I recognize that when I'm out of alignment, and you know, if it's misaligned and I can't work with the individual, we'll have that conversation and part ways. Otherwise, I just get over myself and keep going and give them my best.
Okay. Now, that's why, you know, I was really excited to hear about you being on the program today, because we were talking about creating a rich mindset. That's a subject that I think, like, you ever have those moments where there's like the right person at the right time that sort of, you know, you're introduced to, and they're speaking something that is just on the wavelength of where you've been going in your own life. And I think that for me personally, I've been having conversations about that rich mindset. And so I'm really excited. I know we're heading to a break in a little bit, but I'm really excited to hear more about what that is, how you do that, and how you teach others to create that. So again, this is like, for me, perfect timing that you would be on the show today when I'm co-hosting.
Well, we're going to take that further when we come back from break, Greg, if that's okay, because we are still taking calls. We want to blow up the airways. Call in and let us know a soldier that you want to thank for their service. The number is 800-930-2819, and at the end of the show, I'll be announcing those names and personally thank them for their service. But right now, it's time for a commercial break, and we'll be right back to talk more about creating a rich mindset.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hey, welcome back, and we're getting better together. This is Connie Fife, your host, and we're talking today with Dan LaFave, and I'm also joined with my co-host, Greg Davis. You got the power to create a rich mindset physically, mentally, and spiritually. Before we left for break, Greg and Dan were really getting into a conversation that I'd like to continue. So, Greg, why don't you take it from here for a few minutes, and let's continue that conversation.
All right. Thank you, Connie. And again, Dan, as we were talking about, you know, your idea of the rich mindset and that physically, mentally, and spiritually, you know, you have a 12-week program that you say it removes old thinking around money and prosperity. I'd like to hear how your program works and, you know, how can someone change their thinking in 12 weeks that took them a lifetime to create?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know that it would absolutely change it, but it would create a foundation for them that they can step off from, that they can move forward on. And, you know, the key thing is awareness, because the number one reason that each one of us has a mindset around money today is because it was given to us at an early age. And it comes from our parents and our ancestors, mostly from our parents. And it's what kind of words they said around money and how they handled money. And it almost seems like money is taboo. You know, we don't have it laying around our houses, it seems. And, you know.
But it is. You're right, though. I mean, I think depending on what class that you were sort of born into, you're taught a certain value about money and a certain importance that money has in your life. And I've encountered some people that seem to have an abundance of it and don't seem to worry about it that much, and other people that are, you know, holding on to nickels and pennies as tightly as they can, but they also don't seem to make any more than what they have made or what their parents maybe had made through a generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's all about what kinds of ideas were mentioned to you over and over and over again, because that, you know, those repeated thoughts will stick in your mind. And so today, when you go to purchase something, or when you look at something you want to buy, whether it's big or small, you have conversations in your mind about money. And you might even think, you know, I'm having a conversation with money, because you're holding your credit card in your hand thinking, should I, shouldn't I? Or you look at the price tag and you think, maybe there's a better price somewhere else. Or it's all those kind of internal conversations. Or, you know, people who cut coupons or look at flyers for, you know, deals and so on. I mean, those are all mindsets, and you have to think about it. You know, somebody who has a lot of money, chances are they don't do that. They don't look at the flyers. They don't look at the coupons. They're not investing their energy and their time. They've put more energy and time in making money, because that solves the problem. It's like going into a dark room. You know, you could curse and swear at the darkness, or you can just turn the light on. So make more money if you want to have you know, a better lifestyle. Not try to, you know, squander or save money, right?
Well, Dan, do you have an easy three-step process? I know it's a 12-week program that you take your clients through, but for our listeners today, do you have just like three easy steps that you could share with them?
Well, sure. You know, there's something that I call bookending your day, and it is something that I practice. And it goes like this, and it's not very much time. It could be 5 to 10 minutes every morning and every night. Or less, even if you needed to really squeeze it in. But, you know, when you book in your day, you start your morning first thing in the morning by doing certain practices. And I'm just suggesting that you do some reading and writing and thinking, kind of setting your intentions. And at the end of the day, you do sort of the same thing. I mix gratitude in when I'm doing my reading and writing and thinking, gratitude, setting intentions, and some visioneering. And what I mean by visioneering, it's like engineering, but it's using vision. And, you know, in the morning, you're just coming out of a sleep state. So your subconscious mind is very wide open. So it's a great time to fill it with good stuff. And then at the end of the day, same thing. You're about to go back to sleep. Your mind is not preoccupied with lots of things generally. And that's when you can put some thoughts into your mind that are going to work overnight. And let me just digress for a second. Your subconscious mind is about 96 to 98% of your results, behaviors, and actions. So, you know, if you're investing energy into it, putting thoughts into it, it's going to produce awesome results instead of consciously thinking, which is based on our senses. So there's a huge difference there.
So that's keeping that positive I said the gratitude, the intentions, and envisioning before you go to bed, but then also when you wake up. So that's the first thing you're thinking, and that's the first thing you're hearing when you get up in the morning. That's great, great advice, because too often we start getting worried and we're stressing, and then we don't sleep because we're worrying about everything that didn't happen or everything that has to happen. And, you know, that really is what creates those stressors for us. So these three easy steps, which really are easy steps to create that positive mindset, that's a wonderful tool that you're offering.
Absolutely. And also, just I thought I'd mention this as well. You know, if you want to do a little extra, like some bonus work, every day take about 20, 30 minutes and write your movie. Make your movie about yourself. I call it movie making. And basically, it's a complete story of yourself living the kind of life you want. And, you know, because there's no limits, you can establish the whole storyline. You're the producer, director, actor, everything. And, and that's that visioneering aspect, too. So you can apply that. Make your own movie and on paper, write it down and just totally fabricate it. And you'll be surprised the things you write do come true.
And that's absolutely true. When you do write things down, they come true. They have for me every single time. And the other thing that I do midday, I guess you could call it a movie making. I've never looked at it that way. But I'll go for a walk, whether it be, for a mile or I'm around my neighborhood or to the post office. But I'm thinking my next steps. Where do I want to go from here? What do I want to be doing next? So I'm creating that. So I guess I'm creating my movie. You just clarified that for me. But to be able to get out and just get that clarity around what you're doing is just phenomenal. So I know you also have some courses. Like I said, you talked about a 12 program course. What steps would you suggest to somebody really just getting started in the process that you work with them on?
Well, just getting started in the process, I mean, they just need to warm up. So what I do is I help my clients get focused on their perspective, where they want, because most people don't know where they want to go. In fact, I thought I knew where I wanted to go, and, you know, I devoted 3 hours of my day, many years back, and I sat down, I wrote out what I really wanted, and to my surprise, I thought I knew what I wanted, but it wasn't exactly that. But it's about, it's about a goal, right? An intention. Mm-hmm. Where you go. And the easiest way to do it is, go to the end of your life. Pretend you're, at the end of your life, you're laying there, you're about to pass on, looking back on your life, what would you like to achieve? What would you like to have accomplished? What would you like to leave as a legacy? And it really gets you thinking, because you start thinking that way, and your imaginary mind will start kicking in and, really challenging you.
Right.
So if you start thinking from that perspective, you realize there are things that I want to do. I have a bucket list. I have things that I really want to achieve. What are those things? And then, you can, if you write those down and you start to focus your attention on them, set your intention and get moving. It's speed of implementation. Start and don't deviate. Just keep going. That's the starting point. So it's about setting an intention, setting a direction, and then developing greater awareness, because it's the awareness and understanding that everybody's missing on. It's about that unknown, the uncertainty.
Okay. Well, how could somebody contact you for more information? What's your web address?
Well, certainly I have my personal website is danlefave.com. So I'll just spell it out for the listeners. It's danlefave.com. And I have some videos on there and self-image and some other aspects that they can grab for free and check it out. I do have my book there as well. And if you'd like, I can certainly point your listeners to my book, and they can download a copy of it, because that, I think, would be advantageous.
We're going to grab that from you in the next section, but we're going to be going into break. I want all of our listeners to call in with your soldiers' names. I've been getting a lot of emails. The list is getting quite extensive, but we're going to do our best to get through them all. But we want you to keep calling in with your soldiers' names, 800-930-2819. We'll announce them at the end of our program, because you want to keep listening, because after the break, it's the lightning round for our guest. ¶¶
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Let's get ready to rock. Dan, it's all about you. This is our lightning round where we ask today's guest 10 questions. You may answer or pass. You have 10 seconds. Greg, are you ready?
I am ready, Connie.
Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready, Connie.
Okay, then let's go. Take it away, Greg.
All right, Dan, get ready for this. If you get any of these wrong, I don't know what to tell you because these are all about you. So just stick with the program. All right. What is your favorite TV show?
Simpsons.
Good choice. First celebrity crush?
Jessica Alba.
Your hidden talent?
Writing poetry.
Your go-to comfort food?
Potato chips.
Your most influential person?
Wayne Dyer.
What is your worst habit?
Working too much.
What is your favorite success quote?
I will go anywhere as long as it is forward.
Who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
My coach.
Could you imagine you living your life any other way right now?
No.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
Start sooner.
All right, that was the lightning round, and it's always an opportunity for me to get to be sort of my secret envy of wanting to be a game show host at some point. So that's my only crack I get to do with this. Connie, if you don't mind, I have a question that I wanted to ask from our last segment that was really something that you and Dan were talking about, but it's really a question that I have for both of you. If there's time for
sure,
me to do
it. Sure, go right ahead. We have a few minutes.
Okay. So you were talking about, you know, again, setting those goals or writing, you know, kind of writing the story of your life, looking at it from the end of where you want to be. And so I'm in a unique position as a co-host today that I have Connie, who's an emotional engagement coach, and then I have Dan, who's all about refocusing your thoughts. And so the question I have for both of you really is, what advice would you give for someone who just has a hard time even visualizing that big picture? Because I think some people, because of wherever it is they're born into or maybe, the lifestyle that they've grown up with, they have a hard time imagining their life bigger than what it is. So if I'm that person out there listening, I'd like to hear from both of you, if you wouldn't mind, about, you know, what advice would you give somebody to start reshaping and kind of opening up your thoughts to have a bigger picture for your life?
Well, I could answer that, Dan. I'll let you go first, and then I'll fill in.
Sure.
Okay.
Great. Well, you know what? The first thing is a little hand-holding. Like you said, if it's somebody who's not sure where to start, and that's where a coach comes in, and that's the kind of thing that I do, is to take somebody up the mountain, you know, because it does seem like a really steep mountain. And honestly, we don't put backpacks in our cars with food and clothing and a tent and go up Everest. You know? So the approach is to start just by, you know, thinking in the direction you want to go in. You know, what do you love? What is the thing that matters to you most? Or what would you do if given all the time, money, and energy? Just some open-minded thinking like that. Mm-hmm. And just writing it down. Write it down. Don't just think about it, because if you don't write it down, you don't own it and you can't reflect on it. And you have to ask yourself effective questions. You have to go into your subconscious mind. And like Connie, you were saying earlier, walking and asking questions. Your mind is going to respond. It's going to automatically try to solve those problems. We're problem solvers by nature. So
right. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree with Dan, the same thing about writing it down and having those intentions. It's one thing to have a passion to do something, but unless you set the intentions of how you're going to get it done, how you're going to get there, and it's really looking at the end result. Who do I want to be when I grow up? And then what do I have to do to help me get there? Now, I had a plan. I thought my plan was to continue working as a CEO of a nonprofit organization. I went back to school. I got a double master's degree, one in public administration and one in business administration. The path in my life went a totally different direction. I've never even used that public administration degree. Now, to say, was it a waste of time? No. But it gave me the tools, it gave me the confidence to be able to reach out and help other people, because again, that's my nature and that's who I am. And for somebody just starting out, you need to identify what it is that you want to do and really create that list of how you're going to get there. And that's probably the best thing that I tell everybody. And have a coach, have someone who's going to hold you accountable every step of the way. Because if you don't, it is too easy to give up and throw your hands in the air and say, I can't do this. So I hope that answers your question, Greg, but I want to jump in now. First, I want to thank everybody for being on the show today, listening to the show. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. And again, of course, thank you to our guest, Dan, and my co-host Greg. But I want to say bye for now, because I want to spend the next several minutes reading over the list of names that I've been receiving from our listeners today, because it is quite extensive. But for more tips, I want you to head on over to my website. I have some information there on how you can create a culture of emotional engagement and learn more about today's guest. My website is ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening, and we'll be talking again next week. So let me start going down the list as they've come in. I do have it separated by male and female, but we'll definitely get to both. So I have Jackson, Aiden, Lucas, Noah, Ethan, Logan, Elijah, Jack, Luke, Michael, Benjamin, Alexander, James, Jace, Caleb, Connor, William, Ryan, Oliver, Matthew, Daniel, Grayson, Dylan, Isaac, Nicholas, Wyatt, Nathan, Andrew, Cameron, Dominic, Joshua, Eli, Sebastian, Hunter, Braden, David, Samuel, Gavin, Max, Anthony, Joseph, Julian, John, Colton, Levi, Muhammad, Isaiah, Aaron, Tyler, Charlie, Adam, Parker, Austin, Thomas, Zachary, Nolan, Alex, Ian, Jonathan, Christopher, Cooper, Hudson, Adrian, Leo, Blake, Lincoln, Jordan, Jason, Josiah, Xavier, Camden, Chase, Carson, Colin, Brody, Asher, Jeremiah, Easton, Ryder, Nathaniel, Elliot, Sean, Cole, a bit of the girls I have, Sophia, Emma, Olivia, Isabella, Mia, Zoe, Chloe, Charlotte, Aubrey, Avery, Abigail, Kaylee, Harper, Elia, Amelia, Ariana, Riley, Haley, Hannah, Evelyn, Addison, Brooklyn, Nora, Scarlett, Grace, Anna, Isabel, Natalie, Caitlin, Lillian, Elizabeth, Leah, Annabelle, Claire, Victoria, Maya, Lucy, Savannah, Gabriella, Kaylee, Elena, Sophie, Kennedy, Sadie, Skylar, Allison, Caroline, Liliana, Bailey, Maria, Regan, Adeline, Eva, Stella, Catherine, Vivian, Alice, Camelia, Kyla, Alexa, Cindy, Kaylin, Jasmine, Julia, Cora, Lauren, Piper, Gianna, Paisley, Bella, London, Clara, Cadences. I hope I said that one right. The list continues on, but we have to go. Our show is coming to an end. Happy Memorial Day to everyone, and thank you to those who are serving and serving today. Thank you, and thank you for being there for us.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices so you too can accelerate your business. For more information about Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.